This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor, Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
I see that a local couple has donated a lot of money, $165 million, to preserve a slice of the Southern California coast.
Yes, they are Jack and Laura Dangerman, founders of Esri, the Redlands-based geographic information system software company. They made this gift, the largest single philanthropic gift ever, to the Nature Conservancy to buy and manage 24,000 acres on the California coast at Point Conception. This is land that has been used for cattle ranching, but it still has pristine habitat and is home to something like 14 endangered species. And so the Dangermans, who've been conservationists, are well known for that, wanted to preserve it. And this is a rare opportunity because, as you know, the California coast, that land is very much in demand for development.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Dangermans live in Redlands, and Esri is in Redlands. What is their interest in the coast?
You know, it's kind of a sentimental attachment in one way. This is an area that they visited when they were newlyweds on their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Also, as Jack Dangerman said, this is an opportunity that's not going to come around very often. There isn't very much land on the California coast that's undeveloped at this point, particularly in Southern California. Mm-hmm. The Dangermans have donated a lot of parkland and trees to the city of Redlands, but they don't often publicize it. They've been very quiet about their donations. They haven't sought publicity. In fact, the opposite. But in this case, they wanted to inspire others to make similar contributions to preserve the environment while they can.
Okay. Next, the State Water Agency has warned Nestle that it doesn't have a permit to take millions of gallons of water from the San Bernardino National Forest. Now, we've talked about this before. Didn't you mention that the feds sort of got out of the way of Nestle getting its water, and now we've got the state involved?
Well, the U.S. Forest Service, which issues permits for this kind of activity in the mountains, was sued by environmental groups in federal court, and the judge decided that as long as there was a permit pending, and mind you, the Forest Service has had this permit pending for 30 years now, that Nestle could go ahead and continue taking the water. However, complaints were made to the State Water Resources Agency. They investigated and determined that although Nestle does have a valid permit to take something like 8.5 million gallons off the mountain each year, Nestle's been taking, well, last year it took 32 million gallons. And so this gave the State Water Resources Agency a reason to say Nestle can continue, but only to the extent that it has this valid permit, unless it can prove otherwise, unless it can prove that it has rights to the rest of the water that it's been taking. And Nestle, which, by the way, bottles Arrowhead Mountain spring water, has 30 days to show the evidence that it can continue diverting this water legally. And by the way, also, Nestle has 60 days to submit an interim compliance plan. So this is an ongoing process that the State Water Resources Control Board is going to be looking at.
Okay. Next, for the first time in years, Riverside, City of Riverside, had a float in the Rose Parade. And you say that it won an award.
Yeah, Riverside had floats in the Rose Parade every year during the 1950s, but 1959 was the last time it actually had a float. And so 59 years, if my math is correct, decided to enter a float this year and won the Golden State Award for Outstanding Depiction of Life in California. And what it showed, you can probably guess, was the Mission Inn.
Yes, yeah. Everybody around here had to have seen a rendering of that float. Illustrations of it have been out for months, what they were going to do.
Right. You know, and if you were watching the Rose Parade, you kind of had to watch through the entire parade to be able to glimpse it, because it was number 90 in the procession almost at the very
okay.
end.
Because I did watch the Rose Parade, and I never saw the Riverside float.
Yeah, it's a matter of pride for the city. Definitely the Mission Inn. And I was on Facebook, and I saw the mayor was posting. He was actually there gluing on some of the seeds and flowers, so he worked on it personally.
And I'll bet you it's not going to be another 59 years before Riverside gets another float in the Rose Parade, huh?
Well, let's hope not.
Yeah. And finally, we can now ride the bus to Disneyland for $3 each way. What? No getting angry on the 91 trying to get into Anaheim, and no looking for parking. And this is a major innovation.
Well, talk about parking. It's expensive to park at Disneyland. Yeah. I think it's upwards of $20 now, and it's kind of hard to find a space sometimes. So, yeah, this is actually a commuter bus. This is going to be operated by Riverside Transit Agency. It's called the Commuter Link Express Bus. Express is relative because it's still going to take from 90 to 110 minutes. Depending on where you get on the bus. However, they've got Wi-Fi on board, so you've got plenty to keep you busy. So the target is not just people who are visiting Disneyland for pleasure, but also all the people from the Inland Empire who work there. Mm. And you can get on at downtown San Bernardino Transit Center, or you can board in downtown Riverside. There's also a stop at the Galleria at Tyler and La Sierra Metrolink Station. So there are quite a number of stops in the Inland Empire, and then on to Disneyland, and lets you off on Harbor Boulevard right near the East Shuttle stop.
Yeah, maybe in between an hour and an hour and a half later, which isn't much longer than sometimes we sit on the 91 trying to get into Anaheim. So there you are.
Well, and the nice thing is it's going to operate 7 days a week, but you're going to have to get up awfully early because the first shuttle on weekday mornings starts at 3:42 a.m. and on the weekends at 6 a.m. So I hope you're an early bird, Ken.
For $3, I'll bet it'll still be quite popular. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.